here at Zeeland East. The loser will play West Ottawa in the 6 o'clock consolation game. In the earlier contest tonight, it was the Jenison Wildcats defeating West Ottawa by a score of 50-41. This is our first opportunity to see Jenison under their new coach, David Kuhl, the former Mr. Basketball, the former Western Michigan standout, and he's got the makings of a pretty good ball club. They're 4-1 on the course of the season. They were led tonight by their outstanding senior forward, Luke DeCavers. DeCavers, who is drawing attention from a number of Division I schools, had 11 of his game-high 13 points in the second half and had some big free throws in the second half. C.J. Van Timmeren had 11 points. Jake Arnston had 12 points, so 13, 12, and 11. It's pretty good distribution scoring-wise for the Jenison Wildcats. Jenison also had 6 three-point baskets, 2 each for Arnston, Evan Schultz, and Pat Leatherman. West Ottawa, which has struggled on offense all season, was led by Jared McNitt with 10 points. Caleb McNitt, his younger brother, had 7, and then Houston Bedford had 9 points. For the Panthers, as West Ottawa fell to 1-2 on the season. Now the two teams have made their way back out onto the court, and this is not the only area high school tournament going on this weekend. Well, the championship and consolation games will be tomorrow night here at Zeeland East. There'll be another tournament taking place at DeVos Fieldhouse on Hope College's campus involving Holland High, Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, and Stevensville Lakeshore. The schedule for tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the varsity game between Holland and Stevensville Lakeshore. And then at 7 o'clock, it will be Mount Pleasant taking on Caledonia. The winners play for the championship at 4 o'clock on Saturday. The losers play at 2 o'clock, and all four teams will stick around to see the nightcap on Saturday night at DeVos as the Hope College Flying Dutchman take on Edgewood College of Wisconsin. And if you can't make it over to DeVos for the Hope game, you can hear all the action on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van beginning at 6:40 with the ever-popular team of Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince. They are back from their holiday trip to Thomas More College in Kentucky, where they brought home a championship as the Flying Dutchman posted victories over the Colonels of Center College and then over the host Saints on New Year's Eve. And the Dutchmen are back even at 5-5. And the game against Edgewood is going to be their final non-league tune-up before they get MIAA play started next Wednesday. And, boy, that's going to be a fast season, let me tell you. But it should be shaping up to a pretty exciting race in the MIAA basketball race. When we come back, we will have the second half of tonight's ball game, but let's take one final 60-second break. 25-15 Zeeland East. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Back here at Zeeland East High School, and we're about ready to get the second half underway. Mickey Cochran will send out the usual starting five. He has Kylan Barton and Ike Tillen, who did not start the ball game. Don't want to speculate, but maybe it might have been some sort of off-court issue or something like that. But they're back out there to start the second half, along with Josh Hart, Noah Pohl, and Ben Ritzma. It's going to be Cody Horingen. I finally got the pronunciation right here. Carter Yaw, E.J. Finch, also Trenton Monroe, and Riley Millar for Plainwell. Plainwell's got the basketball working left to right. The opening tip presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service. Here's a turnaround jumper off the window and good by Trenton Monroe. That's his first basket of the ball game. 25-17, Zeeland East just underway second half. On the outside is Ike Tilden. Here's Noah Pohl, right side for a three, and he drills it. Noah Pohl with the second triple of the night for the Chicks. 28-17, they lead it. Cody Horingen. Now pass down low to Monroe, and Monroe puts it in off the window. So Trent Monroe getting a lot more active here to start the second half for the Trojans. It's 28-19. In the front court is Tilden for the Chicks, outside to Pohl. Noah tries to penetrate. He's cut off. Back outside to Tilden, now to Ben Ritzma. Ritzma airmails it over to Pohl left side. Pohl on the dribble towards the top of the circle. the 2-3 zone here, it looks like, from Plainwell. Pohl has the ball knocked away out of bounds by Carter Yall. It'll stay Chicks basketball. 6:51 to play in the third quarter. Dillon has it, works baseline, and now we're going to get a whistle on the baseline, and E.J. Finch, I believe, is going to get whistled for a foul. Had a very quiet first half in terms of fouls. The officials were letting them play on both sides. Inbounds pass in the corner. Ike Tilden will put up a three from the corner and rims out, no good. Rebound by Hart, and Hart's pass intended for Ritzma got away from Ben out of bounds, and it's Plainwell basketball. Bringing it up is Carter Yaw for the Plainwell Trojans out of the Wolverine Conference. They were 8-13 a year ago, driving into a double team back outside to Horrigan. Cody Horrigan drives, bounce pass underneath Monroe. Monroe off the window, too strong. Pohl with the rebound. Pohl bumped as he comes up court. Pohl, baseball style pass down to Barton. Barton underneath to, oh, nice feed that time, and Hart not able to finish. Tilden made a nice feed, but Josh Hart could not finish. Back we go the other way. And driving down the lane is E.J. Finch. Finch and Pohl collide, and we got an offensive foul on Finch. That's E.J. Finch's second personal foul, and Finch still looking for his first point of the ball game. Barton has it. Now top of the circle is Pohl. He'll back it out. Now this looks more like a... No, I can't tell if it's a 1-3-1 or a 2-3 zone. Here's Tilden, left side, three ball off the back of the iron. Hart clears it for the Chicks. Bounce pass underneath to Barton. Bounce pass outside to Ritzma. Ritzma to Pohl now in the corner. Tilden with a 17-footer. No good. Hart with the rebound underneath. And Hart tries to go up strong, but Trenton Monroe got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. Chicks to inbound it. Here's Ritzma in the corner. Back outside to Pohl, now to Tilden, back out to Pohl. Pohl at the top to Tilden, Barton double teamed underneath, back outside to Pohl, and Pohl tried to find somebody, and nobody home. I think he wanted Barton underneath, but Kylan wasn't expecting the pass. And we're going to get a timeout taken, and it is a 60-second timeout, 5:26 to go in the third, 28-19 in favor of Zeeland East, and we're going to keep it right here. I'd like to tell you that educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Station of Midwest Communications. This timeout is presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back! Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y on Holland's west side. Chicks have led by as many as 15. They lead by 9 right now, 28-19, in search of their first win of the season. They started out 0-3 after losses to Hudsonville, Holland Christian, and Grand Rapids South Christian. Horrigan brings it up for the Trojans, working against Noah Pohl. Pohl bumps him a little bit. Horrigan maintains his dribble. Not a lot of movement by the Trojans right now. Horrigan maintains his dribble. Bounce pass. The pass goes behind the area where E.J. Finch had vacated, and it's a turnover. Zach Gevin in for Ben Ritzma for the Chicks. Noah Pohl brings it up for East. Leaves it outside for Ike Tilden. Tilden, they swing it around the perimeter over to Gevin. Now to Pohl, back to the right side to Tilden. Driving to the baseline. And he drives to the hole and he scores it. 7 for Ike Tilden. 30-19 Chicks. 4:45 to go in the third. Horrigan. Bounce pass right side to Riley Millar. Millar has not scored in this ball game. Back outside is E.J. Finch. He hasn't scored either. Now Horrigan being guarded closely by Zach Gevin. As he comes back way out on the right side, about 30 feet from the basket, Monroe comes to set a screen. In the corner now is Finch. Now Yaw, and Yaw got held by Josh Hart as he tried to make his move. Hart picks up his first personal. First team foul of the half on the Chicks. Jake Newhouse and Seth Nyberg return for Coach Mickey Cochran. 4:21 to go in the third quarter. Horrigan inbounds it to Carter Yaw. Back to Horrigan, right in front of the Plainwell bench. Horrigan airmails it over to Finch. Now on the baseline is Yaw. Yaw on the baseline puts up an eight-footer. No good. Rebound pull. Here come the Chicks on the run. Pull. Tries right side. Attacking the basket, and we got contact, and we're going to get a foul. I think this is going to be on Horrigan. Horrigan second. J.D. Nord waits at the scorer's table to check in for the Trojans, and there's one other guy who I can't see right now. Noah Pohl will shoot two at the line for the Chicks. First one, good. And Donovan Bloomfield returns to the ballgame. He provided a little bit of spark, or what little spark they had offensively in the first half for the Trojans. Dan Pohanka returns for Zeeland East. Pohl with 6 points. Barton with seven. Barton with eight, rather. Tilden with seven, and Pohl with six, and Pohl misses the second. Rebound Finch for Plainwell. And there's a steal by Pohl. Back come the Chicks, 4-on-2. Pohl pulls up along the right side. A reverse layup shot blocked underneath there as Hart tried to take it to the basket, but Nord was there for the block. 31-19, Chicks, 3:50 to go. Here's a drive to the basket by Yaw. Wild shot, no good. Ball taken away by E.J. Finch. Finch has his first basket of the ball game. Well, Newhouse had the basketball, and Finch reached in and took it away and got an easy layup. 31-21, Zeeland East, 3:40 to play, third quarter. Noah Pohl brings it up for the Chicks. Pohl over to Pohanka, left side, back over to Pohl. Pohl thought about a three, can't pull the trigger. To Ossing, now in the corner. Gavin will try a three, and the ball lodges on the side of the rim. How do you like that? And when that happens, that's a hell ball situation, possession arrow, Zeeland East. The ball lodged on the right side of the rim, between the rim and the backboard. Pohanka to trigger, and Dan's having a little trouble getting it in. He throws it right into the hands of Bloomfield. Here comes Plainwell, 3-on-2. Bloomfield, right side to Yaw. Check that, that's Horrigan with it. Horrigan on the dribble against Pohanka. Horrigan drives toward the basket. And we're going to get a foul on the floor. I think this will be at Don Pohanka. Kylan Barton, Mike Tilner return for the Chicks. Newhouse will sit along with Pohl. And Plainwell wants to run a stack. Everybody is stacked right in the lane. Inbounds comes to Bloomfield. Bloomfield on the baseline. Back outside to Finch. Finch being guarded by Barton. Finch at the free throw line. Tries. Puts up a 10-footer. Short. Finch gets his own board. Put back. Good. So E.J. Finch with his second basket this half. And it's back to an 8-point ball game. Zeeland East 31, Plainwell 23. 2:50 to play in the third. Tilden has it left side. Cross-court feed to Pohanka. A near steal by Yaw. Pohanka airmails it back across to Tilden. Tilden drives toward the baseline. He's cut off. Maintains his dribble, though. And now we're going to get a reach-in call on E.J. Finch. That's three fouls on Finch, 14 fouls on Plainwell in the second half. We've seen a few more fouls in the second half than we did in the first. Pohanka has passed intended in the corner for Zach Gebbin, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Chicks basketball. They run a 3-2 zone off the inbounds there, the Plainwell defense does. Here's Pohanka working the baseline to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound battle for Ossid, can't control it. It's going to be Plainwell basketball. So the Trojans get it back. They got a chance to cut the lead to 6 or maybe 5 here with a basket. They're hanging around. Donovan Bloomfield brings it up for the Trojans. Here's a pass stolen away by Tilden. Here comes Tilden the other way, left side, driving to the basket. Rebound, layup too strong, and back comes Plainwell the other way. And Horrigan is tripped by Barton. They got their feet mixed up with one another. So Kylan has called for his first personal foul. Hogan Yaw returns to the ballgame for the Trojans. And Ben Ritzma, the same for the Chicks.
So a couple of sophomores back in the ball game, one each way. Hogan Yaw looks for someone to pop open, sends the ball into the backcourt to his brother Carter. Carter Yaw on the dribble, working left to right. Now comes back to his left. Yaw gives up the dribble, pass over to Finch for a 12-footer, and he hits it. And Plainwell starting to scrap their way back into the ballgame. It's 31-25 Zealandese. They were down 12 a moment ago. Austin over to Tilden, left corner, underneath to Austin. Back outside Ritzman. Ben tries to make a move in the corner to Barton for a three. And Barton got fouled on the follow-through by Hogan Yaw. And that's going to be a three-shot foul. So the Chicks got a break there as Barton was not able to hit the three, but he'll have three free throws here because of the foul by Hogan Yaw. Barton makes the first. That's nine for Kylan. Again, he's just a sophomore. I think he's gonna be a very, very fine player on both the gridiron and the basketball court before he is done. Of course, he was one of the wide receivers for the Chicks football team last fall. Josh Hart returns along with Noah Pohl for Zealand East. Barton has made two. He'll have one more for a nine-point lead. And three for three. And the Chicks needed that one. 34-25, 1:38 to go in the third. Carter Yaw with it in the front court for Plainwell, picked up by Pohl. Over to Hogan Yaw. Carter comes to set a screen for his brother. Here's Hogan, driving, dishes off left side to Bloomfield, back outside Carter Yaw. Yaw, off-balance shot, no good, and he drew the foul. That's going to be on Barton. So Carter Yaw will shoot two at the free throw line. And Plainwell, I don't believe, has made a free throw in this ball game. And they still have it as Yaw hits the back of the iron with his free throw. 1:22 to play in the third quarter. One more for Carter, and he got that one. That's his seventh point. He's the high scorer for Plainwell. Zealandese 34, Plainwell 26. Pohl into the front court to Tilden. Tilden in the corner, down low to Hart, right of the lane, outside to Ritzma. Ben measures up a three, and he nailed it! Ben Ritzma, his first triple of the ball game. It's 37-26 Chicks, and we get a traveling violation on Hogan Yaw as he went to try to make a move on the left side. Well, Plainwell had the lead cut to six at 31-25, but the three free throws. Here's a takeaway by Hogan Yaw. Back we go the other way. Hogan Yaw drives to the basket. Layup missed it. Put back. No. Hogan Yaw, third opportunity, and he hits it from 5 feet away. So Hogan Yaw gets his first basket of the ball game. It's now 37-28. Doubled his Tilden in the front court. Gets rid of it to Pohl. Down to 40 seconds in the third. Barton, right side. Fade away from 10 feet away. Oh, my goodness. That was pretty. Kylan Barton with the fadeaway. 39-28, Barton with 13. And remember, he did not play the first quarter. Here's Carter Yaw trying to penetrate down the lane. Puts the shot up, no good. Barton clears. Here come the Chicks. Barton has got Ritzma ahead of him. Ritzma leaves it outside for Pohl. Down to 12 seconds. Pohl over to Hart. Back outside to Ritzma. Barton left side. He'll try a three, no good. Off the back. The rebound battle for Hogan Yaw has it. 4 seconds. And the ball taken away by Tilden. Tilden can beat the clock. Baseline jumper from 12 with the buzzer. No good. Well, Tilden had a steal, but not able to hit the shot as the third quarter comes to an end. Zealand East leads Plainwell by a score of 39-28. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Fourth quarter action underway here at Zealand East. The Chicks trying for their first win of the season and trying to advance to the championship game of their holiday tournament. They're up by 11. Plainwell's got the basketball. Carter Yaw tries to penetrate down the lane. Puts the shot up, no good, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Josh Hart was kind of fading away there. He was he was in position, but he started to fall backwards before the contact was made, and the officials saw that, and they called the foul. Good call there. So Carter Yaw will shoot two for the Trojans. Fallon Hart is second. First free throw is good for Yaw. That's eight for Carter. One more free throw upcoming. Carter's second, left it short, and Hart skies for the board. 39-29, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on Carter Yaw. Carter, I think, a little frustrated by missing that second free throw. Reached in, and that's his second foul. 16 fouls on Plainwell, 5 on Zealand East, 7:48 to play. Chicks with the ball up by 10. With it is Gevin, back outside to pole. Now he's swinging around to Ritzma, and Plainwell's getting a little more active with their zone. They're sending two guys to the basketball. They need to create some turnovers. Pole has the basketball about 30 feet from the hoop on the left side. Now comes to the top of the circle. Carter Yaw tries to take it away from him. Can't do it. Back outside to Ritzma. Now to Hart at the free throw line in the corner of Barton. Barton nearly lost his balance out of bounds. Now Gevin works left side underneath to Hart. Nice feed to Barton, and he puts it off the window. What a pass that time by Hart. 15 for Kylan Barton, but that was a spectacular pass. Diagonal through traffic to Barton. 41-29, Hart with the assist. 6:55 left to go. Horrigan has it now for Plainwell. Horrigan to right of the lane, back outside to J.D. Nord. Nord over to Yaw. Yaw, foul line jumper, short, rebound tapped out. Barton's got the rebound. Here come the Chicks on the run. Barton into the front court. He's got Hart. Hart down the lane. Missed the layup. And J.D. Nord comes the other way for the Trojans. Now to Carter Yaw. Yaw dribbling between his legs. There's a pass underneath to Nord. Nord working the baseline against Hart. Turnaround right hook, short. Hart's got the rebound for the Chicks. Over to Pole. 6:20 to go. Chicks with their largest lead, a dozen. Pole to Ritzma. Ritzma's double. Bounce pass from Hart to Burton to the hole, and a shot blocked that time by E.J. Finch. Nice passing by the big guy, Josh Hart, for the Chicks. And Barton looked like he might have had another layup, but a good defensive play there by the Trojans. Here's Finch at the top of the circle. He'll launch I thought it was a three. They said his foot was on the line. And Dan Klein will take a timeout with 5:50 to go. I believe this is going to be a 30, and we'll keep it right here. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. 41-31, Zealand East ahead with 5:50 to play. Kylan Martin leads the way for the Chicks with 15 points. And right now he's the only player on either team in double figures. Carter Yaw and E.J. Finch have 8 points apiece for the Trojans. The winner will play Houston tomorrow night for the championship. The loser will play West Ottawa. And the way if this holds up, we will have a doubleheader because West Ottawa will be in the first game at 6 o'clock and then followed by Zealand East in the championship game at 8 right here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Out of the timeout, Noah Pohl will bring it up court for the Chicks. Picked up by J.D. Nord. He's doubled. Back in the corner now to Tilden. Back outside to Pohl. Pohl's pass, and the ball's tipped and corralled by the Trojans. Horrigan has it, and he pushed over a hole. Right side, Carter Yaw for three. It's short, and Barton's got the rebound. Here come the Chicks on the run. This is a four-on-one. Barton bounce pass right side to Tillman, and Tillman missed the layup. And Nord not able to corral the rebound. The Chicks had some fast break opportunities there, but just not able to finish. Boy, you got to be able to finish around the basket. Ritzma gets the inbounds to Barton. Kylan with a 15-footer, and he nails it. Burton with 17 now. And it's back to a 12-point Zealand East lead, 43-31, 5:05 to go. And Kylan's making a pretty good case for our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game honor. Horrigan. Over to Carter Yaw, left foul line extended. Now leaves it for Trenton Monroe between the circles to Horrigan. E.J. Finch bounce pass down low to Nord. Outside to Carter Yaw. Nice up fake. Driving to the basket is Yaw, and Yaw gets cross contact from Kylan Barton and gets He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, that's number three on number three. Carter Yaw will shoot two for the Trojans. First free throw, no good. No heights listed, but it looks like Carter goes about 6 foot two. He is a senior. His younger brother, Hogan, a junior. Second free throw for Carter. Got that one. 43-32, Zeeland East. 4:40 left to play. Each team was 16 fouls, so the next foul on either team will present a free throw one-on-one opportunity. Chicks work the ball around the perimeter. Here's Barton for three. No good from out of the corner, but the Chicks get the long rebound. They'll reset. Ritzma down low to Osink, and Osink not able to hang on to the basketball. Ball loose, and Trenton Monroe comes away with it for the Trojans. Here's Carter Yaw with it, being guarded by Barton, and Yaw threw the ball behind Horrigan, who was coming up court. And not a turnover that Plainwell needed at this point. 4:08 left to go, and Noah Pohl walks slowly into the front court. Bounce pass over to Tilden. Ike tries to drive down the lane, and we're going to get a reaching call. This will be on 42. That would be E.J. Finch, and I think that's four on E.J. It is. 17 fouls now, and Ike Tilden will shoot a 1-1 for the Chicks with 4:02 left. Tilden has a couple of free throws tonight. First free throw, swish. Again, this is a very young Zeeland East team, just three seniors on the roster, Jake Newhouse, Corey Musin, and Seth Nyberg. Both free throws good for Ike Tilden. He has nine. Chicks 45, Trojans 32 with 3:58 to play. Horrigan into the front court against Pohl. Gives it up to Carter Yaw. Yaw wants somebody underneath, can't find anybody. Now E.J. Finch left side. Finch on the dribble, working left to right. Turn around in the lane, 8-footer left, it's short, rebound battle four, and Ritzma comes away with it, loses it, and what do we got? We got a hell ball, and the possession arrow favors the Chicks. Gavin returns to the ball game for Zeeland East, along with Josh Hart. Three thirty-nine left to go. Chicks with the ball. They're up by 13. And Horrigan's going to meet Noah Pohl in the backcourt. And Pohl just throws a long pass into the front court to Ike Tilden. Tilden working on the right side against J.D. Knorr. Now Tilden outside to Pohl. Over to Gavin. Back outside to Pohl as they do the weave. Pohl to Tilden, rather, left side. Tilden, 15-foot fadeaway. No good. And the rebound picked off by E.J. Finch of Plainwell. Finch into the front court to Carter Yaw. Yaw on the dribble. Bounce pass. And, that should have been a kick ball against Tilden. Here come the Chicks the other way. Barton left side. He's open for a 17-footer, and it's good. 19 for Kylan Barton, and it's a 47-32 ball game. And I think the Plainwell folks thought that was a kick ball, and I think that was a good argument. That was a kick save and a beauty there. Here's Norton working baseline for the Trojans. Underneath to Carter Yaw, he's wide open, and he's got an easy layup. 11 for Carter. 47-34, Chicks, 2:30 to play. Pohl brings it across the timeline against Horrigan. Couple of subs way at the scorer's table for the Chicks. Pohl, bumped by Horrigan, maintains his dribble. And we're down to 2:17 left, and... Now Monroe tries to come out on Pohl. Over to Hart, back to Pohl, and Chicks play keep away. We tick down toward 2 minutes left. Barton has now about 30 feet from the basket. Over to Tilden between the rings. Now Dan Klein, I think, trying to get his team to commit a foul, and they finally do with 1:55 left. And that's going to be on Finch, and EJ just fouled out, I believe. I don't think that's the guy they wanted committing the foul, but E.J. Finch will exit with 1:55 left at 8 points. Riley Millar will come in for the disqualified Finch. And Davin Butler, Jake Newhouse, and Dan Bohanka come in for Zeeland East. And Musin is in as well, as it looks like. And we got one more sub waiting at the scores table. Gavin's free throw is good. He'll have one more. So Zach Gavin with his third point of the contest. I believe that's Nyberg waiting at the scores table to check in. Zach Gavin eyes the rim. Second free throw no good, and we play on. 48-34, Chicks, 1:50 to play. Oregon into the front court against Bohanka, drives to the basket, contact, and Oregon puts it in off the window, and he'll have a three-point play opportunity. Bohanka got the foul. 48-36 now, and it is Seth Nyberg that is going to come in for the Chicks, and Hogan Yaw will come in for the Trojans. So Horrigan with 6 points in the ball game, and make that seven as he drops in the free throw. And Dan Klein will take a timeout with 1:48 left to go. Let's take a 60 here. 48-37, Zeeland East in front. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Full court pressure put on by Plainwell, but the Chicks break the press. With it in the front court is Newhouse to Nyberg. Back to Newhouse, and Newhouse is fouled by J.D. Nord. That is team foul number 9 on Plainwell, so it is still a 1-1 situation, and Jake Newhouse, the senior forward, who has not scored in the ballgame, he'll shoot a 1-1. First free throw, swish. 49-37. And second free throw is good by Newhouse as well. Chicks lead at 50-37, 1:38 to go. Here comes Horrigan with it. Horrigan bumped in the front court, spinning, puts up an 8-foot floater. It's good, and we're going to get another timeout. And it's going to be a 60-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 50-39 the score. 1:31 left to go. Visit the MHSA website to check out scores and schedule, tournament brackets, educational and health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSA website and become a score reporter. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep your perspective about high school sports straight. It's all online at MHSA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Now, it looks like the Chicks are going to come away with their first victory of the 2013-2014 season after an 0-3 start. And they will play Jenison tomorrow night for the championship. West Ottawa will play Plainwell in the consolation game. We'll have that game starting at 5:40 tomorrow night here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And then right after that, it's going to be Zeeland East against Jenison. And I think that's going to be a pretty good ball game. And the Chicks, I think, are going to have their hands full with a very talented and a very physical Jenison ball club. Pressure put on the backcourt, and Dan Bohanka is fouled in the backcourt with 1:29 left. And that's the 10th team foul. That's going to be on Trenton Monroe, his first. Bohanka will shoot two. Dan, first free throw, hits the front of the rim twice, no good. And our Carter Yaw returns for J.D. Nord as they do a little offense-defense switch. The Trojans do. Pohanka will shoot one more. The junior fires, and he got that one. 51-39 East, 1:28 to go. Here's Horrell on the front court. Gives it up to Carter Yaw. Yaw puts a move on, goes down the lane. Contact 10 feet away, no good. Devin Butler has the rebound, and guess what? We got a foul. And now we'll take the long walk to the other end, and Yaw picks up his third personal foul. So Devin Butler will shoot two as the free throw parade continues for the Chicks. Butler's first free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Join us for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show after this one is over. And we'll do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. If you have the opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. Free throw no good by Butler, but Pohanka right in the middle of it. He was surrounded by four Plainwell players, got the ball, but he was tied up. Possession arrow goes to the Trojans. 1:15 left, 51-39, Zeeland East. Carter Yaw with it in the front court, picked up by Musin. Now to Horrigan. Horrigan, top of the circle, can't pull the trigger on the three. Now to Carter Yaw. He goes baseline to the hole, puts it up off the window, and it's good. Yaw with 13, 51-41. Pressure put on in the backcourt, and Pohanka's mugged in the backcourt again. 56 seconds left. And who's this one going to be on? That's going to be on Hogan, y'all, his third. We're in double bonus, and Pohanka back at the line to shoot two. Of course, Dan's used to taking punishment, being the quarterback for the Zeeland East football team. First free throw drops in for him. That's Dan's second point. Nine different players have scored for the Chicks tonight. And Pohanka's second free throw, no good. Horrigan with the rebound. 52-41, Chicks, 52 seconds left. Horrigan with it in the front court. Gets a screen at the top from Monroe. Three on the way, it's short. Put back by Carrion, no good. Rebound battle four underneath, and Houston has the rebound, and guess what? We got a foul. That's going to be on 24. That would be Carrion. I think that's four on Carter. It is. And Dan Klein on the Plainwell sidelines has got his arms folded. He knows his team has to foul to try to get the basketball back. Musin to shoot two. And Corey's first one hits the back of the iron and bounds away. One more for Musin. And he missed them both. And Monroe's got the rebound. Here comes Plainwell. Horrigan into the front court. Under 40 seconds left. Horrigan over to Riley Millar. The shot on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Nyberg. Ahead to Newhouse, and Newhouse is fouled in the backcourt. And I think this is one that's going to be on Hogan Yaw. It is. That's four on him. Jake Newhouse will go to the line to shoot two now. He made a couple of free throws a moment ago. First free throw on the way. Swish. It's taken a long time to play these last 2 minutes because of all these fouls. Second free throw for Newhouse. Got it. Jake showing really good form at the line. 4 for 4. 54-41 Chicks. 23 seconds left. Horrigan has it right of the lane for Plainwell. Outside to Hogan Yaw. And he'll launch a three off the back of the iron. His brother, Carter, gets it, loses it back outside. Here's a three on the way by Millar, no good. And Butler with the rebound. He loses the basketball. Musin finally comes away with it. The ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay Chicks basketball with 5.6 seconds left. Oh, no, they're going to give it to Plainwell. I stand corrected. Hogan Yaw. Air mails it over to his brother, Carter, for a three at the buzzer. No good, and that's going to do it. And Zeeland East gets its first win of the 2013-2014 season, and they will move on to the championship game of this Zeeland East Holiday Tournament in a similar score from the first ball game, in that the losing team also ended up with 41 points. The final tonight, Zeeland East 54 and Plainwell 41. Let's take a two-minute timeout, and we will be back with our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Back here at Zeeland East High School, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. Zeeland East victorious tonight in the second half of our tournament doubleheader as the Chicks defeated the Plainwell Trojans by a score of 54-41, and Zeeland East took command of the ball game midway through the first half, neither team was doing much offensively in the early going. It was 5-2 in favor of Plainwell with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. But then the Chicks went on an 18-0 run that covered the final couple minutes of the first quarter and the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. That allowed the Chicks to extend the lead to 20-5, and Plainwell made a couple of runs. They did get the lead down to 6 in the third quarter. But they were really not ever able to recover from that 18-0 run as the Chicks went out and got their first win of the season and dropped Plainwell to a 1-3 record on the season as well. Taking a look at the scoring in the contest for the Plainwell Trojans, they were led by Carter Yaw, their senior guard, with 13 points. He had 6 baskets and a free throw. Cody Horrigan had 9 points in the ballgame, 4 baskets and a free throw. E.J. Finch had 4 baskets for 8 points. He fouled out with about a minute 55 to go in the ballgame. Donovan Bloomfield had a couple of baskets, including a 3-pointer, the only 3 that the Trojans hit all night, for 5 points. Trenton Monroe had a couple of baskets for 4. Hogan Yaw had 1 basket for 2 points. And Riley Millar, J.D. Nord. And that was it as far as Nord and Millar did not score for the Trojans, adding up to a final total of 41. Plainwell drops to 1-3 on the season with their third consecutive loss. For the Zealandese Chicks, who get their first win of the season and go to 1-3 on the year, Kylan Barton, their sophomore forward, who continues to get better game in and game out, led the way tonight. And interesting, he did not start the ball game. He did not enter the ball game until the second quarter started. But once he did, he provided a big spark, and he was a big part of that 18-0 run by the Chicks. He ended up with 19 points, far and away the game high tonight for Zealand East. He was the only Chicks player in double figures. Ike Tilden, who also did not play the first quarter, had 9 points. He had a couple of baskets, one of them a 3, and made 4 free throws. Noah Pohl had 6 points on a 3, a 2, and a free throw. Van Ritsma had a couple of baskets, including a 3 for 5 points. Jake Newhouse had 4 free throws for 4 points. Adam Ostick, a couple of baskets for 4 points. Josh Hart had 1 basket for 2 points. Zach Gevin, a basket and a free throw for 3 points. Dan Pohanka, a couple of free throws for 2 points. And Devin Butler, Corey Musin, and Seth Nyberg did not score for the Chicks, adding up to a total of 54 points. So here's the tournament setup for tomorrow night. The consolation game will take place at 6 o'clock between the West Ottawa Panthers and the Plainwell Trojans, and we'll be on the air beginning at 5:40 right here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And then right after that, we will have the championship game between the host Chicks of Zealand East and the Jenison Wildcats. And that game will start at 8 o'clock, so after maybe a few minute intermission there between games, we'll be on the air at around 7:40 or so right here on WHTC and WHTC.com. Let's make sure we do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game, and this one's going to be an easy one tonight. We're going to give it to Kylan Barton of Zealand East. Again, he far and away the high scorer in the ball game, as he had 19 points, and not only his scoring, but just his all-around athletic ability. He got quite a few rebounds, created several turnovers with his defense as well. So Kylan Barton is our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. Right now, be the first person to text PLAYER to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. Great food and good times. And that's going to do it here for our long night of high school hoops action. We've been here since about 20 to 6 this evening, and we look forward to coming back here tomorrow night and bringing you 2 more tournament games right here on WHTC and WHTC.com. And a lot of people make our broadcast possible. Here at Zealand East tonight, the folks, Tim Ritsma, the athletic director here, does a great job. Pat DeWitt, his secretary, fabulous people. Great job all around here at Zealand East, and they do a great job of making us feel welcome here. Also, many thanks to Lindsay Michaels back at the studio, turning the dials. Lindsay working a little bit of overtime tonight. I'm not used to doing a doubleheader, but for first experience with that, but doing a great job as well. Many thanks to our many businesses in and around the Holland Zealand area who support our high school basketball and football broadcast with their by agreeing to purchase airtime and to have us feature their products on their show. And we certainly appreciate that. Again, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night beginning at 5:40 on WHTC and WHTC.com for first West Ottawa against Plainwell, and then the second game, Zeeland East against Jenison, but we'll have both games right here on WHTC as well as on your computer. That's going to do it here from Zeeland East High School. I'm Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, in the first game, it was Jenison 50, West Ottawa 41. In the second game, it was Zeeland East 54 and Plainwell 41.